Carnation Evaporated Milk presents a star, Rob Cameron, on Stars Over Hollywood.
When the natives don't see El Viejo burn fire for 2 days, they know he's angry. There'll be an earthquake. Well, he hasn't burned fire all day today. So tomorrow, anything can happen.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name from motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as David Niven, Jane Wyman, William Demarest. Today's star, Rod Cameron, will soon be seen in the Edward Small production, Camel Corps. Today's story, Latitude 13 North, was transcribed in Hollywood for Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good whole country fresh cow's milk, concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water. Nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk, the all-purpose milk, the milk from contented cows. And be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, right after the first act of today's story. She has some interesting facts on how to serve better-tasting meals. And now, Act One of Latitude 13 North, starring Rod Cameron in the role of Steve. Curtain going up. According to the best maps of Central America, it is south of Cap Blanca, about the width of your thumbnail. On ordinary maps, there simply is no port of San Felipe, which bothers the villagers not at all. It's morning. Far out on the pier, two men stare down at an empty speedboat rubbing against the pilings. Their eyes travel out into the bay to a large white yacht swinging at anchor. The older man, clad in the brown habit of the church, nods his head.
Truly a beautiful ship, my son.
Yes. You are perhaps homesick.
At the sight of an American ship? No.
Still, after 2 years here in San Felipe, you must welcome the faces of your fellow countrymen.
If you don't mind, Father.
Forgive me. Perhaps you wish that I had not suggested to the Americans that you are not only our doctor, but our best fisherman, and with a fine boat.
I'm glad you did. I can use 100 pesos a day. You and I, Father, are the only two men in San Felipe who worry about money.
With one difference, my son. When I worry, you come to me with open hand, and then my worry is no more.
Senor Steve! Senor Steve!
Hello, Maria. Oh,
buenos dias, Senor Steve. Buenos dias, Padre Juan.
My child.
Is your father better today, Maria?
Perhaps a little. Padre Juan says to him he must grow strong quick so he can polish the altar and the window of Our Lady once more. Senor Steve.
Yeah?
This is a bad day for the fish.
Why, my child?
El Viejo is very angry. This morning, everybody looks up to the volcano. They do not see El Viejo burn fire, and so they are afraid. If El Viejo does not burn for 2 days...
There will be an earthquake. It is true. But this is only the first day.
Senor Steve must warn the American man and the American woman, so they do not fish, but sail away quick.
They told you I was taking them fishing?
No, but they asked Pablo and Ramon and Rafael for a fishing boat today. They do not know English, and so they take the Americans to Padre Juan. And Padre Juan says to them, I will talk to Senor Steve.
And I thought you followed them to church only to pray.
I look at the woman. Maybe she's not an American woman. American women, they're all so big and so fat and old.
Oh, be quiet.
El Viejo.
Yeah, but no earthquake.
The volcano is like a man. He mutters before he shouts.
Please, Mr. Steve, you tell the American now of El Viejo.
Let us go, Maria.
But Padre...
Quickly.
Good morning, Padre.
Good morning, Mr. Kendrick, senorita.
Mr. Ansford?
That's right.
Sorry we're late. We were having a look at the town.
That's okay. My boat's at the foot of the ramp.
We're hoping for some real game fish, Mr. Ansford.
Huh? Oh, excuse me. Mr. Ansford, Miss Kendrick, my daughter.
Miss Kendrick?
How do you do? What about our chances today?
Anything can happen, Miss Kendrick. Anything.
Girl, Ellen.
Okay, Miss Kendrick, better bring him in fast.
I'll play him in longer to wear him out.
Bring him right now.
Mr. Ransford, this isn't my first game, please.
Oh, no, Ellen and I have caught tuna off California and at Key West.
This doesn't happen to be California or Key West. Reel in or you're going to lose it.
You want to bet?
I don't have to. Look at your line.
My line?
Say, it's gone slack.
Sure, the shark's got to it.
Shark?
You didn't tell me about shark.
You said you knew all about fishing, remember?
You're right, Mr. Ransford. The lady loses her bet.
All right, Ellen. Suppose you let your dad see if he can do better.
Mr. Ransford?
Yep?
How did you happen to locate in this far-off, forgotten spot?
One place as good as another.
I think it's very charming. A beautiful bay, the adobe houses, a quaint old church.
That's like any other fishing village.
The priest seems to think very well of you. Don't you like the people?
Ah, okay.
The natives were very friendly toward us.
I was just curious.
All right, so am I. After all, a lone American in a native fishing village? There's got to be some terribly romantic reason.
You've seen too many movies.
Perhaps. But you don't really make your living off this boat.
I get by.
Oh, come on.
Look, Ellen, Mr. Ransford doesn't have to explain himself to us. I'm afraid you're displaying rather bad manners.
I'm sorry. Let's see. Maybe he's after sunken treasure.
Sure, what else?
Or do you have a secret pearl bed somewhere along the coast?
A gold mine back in the hills.
Well, there must be something keeping you down here.
Ellen, really?
I have it. You could be running away from something or somebody.
Look, if you don't want to fish, I'm taking you back to your yacht.
Oh? Well, excuse me. I
suppose we drop it. I don't ask questions and I don't answer them. Hello, Maria.
You do not read books on your boat tonight?
I went up to the cantina for cigarettes.
See, the Americans and their friends are having a big party there.
Hell.
It is very hot tonight, huh?
Yeah, no wind.
No far from El Viejo. That is why Padre Juan rings the church bell. We ask Padre Juan to help us to pray.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you will go to church with Maria?
No.
Maybe you are waiting for somebody?
No.
Maybe you're thinking.
Yes.
Maria can tell you smoke too fast. Everybody thinks strange things. Everybody feels a strange way when El Viejo is angry.
Maybe that's it.
Fishing is good today?
I say so.
Maybe you like the American woman, maybe so-so?
Maybe you'd better run along to church with your friends.
I think Maria will ask Ramon to buy her a beautiful dress when next he goes to Port Sebastian.
What for?
Maybe if she had a dress like Senor Steve's American woman, you would like Maria a little.
I like your jar.
Oh, Senor Steve. Always I hope someday you will tell Maria you like her.
Sure, I'd like you, but...
And I love you too, Senor Steve.
Look, you don't want to miss church.
Senor Steve was waiting for someone, and now she comes.
Hello.
Good evening.
Am I interrupting something?
Oh, nothing.
My name is Maria. Maria Luis Elena Teresa Magdalena Carlota Catalina Vasquez.
Well, how you do?
How do you do? Senor Steve, buenas noches.
Are you not leaving?
Si. Maria will go to church. But maybe she will not pray for El Viejo. She's very pretty.
Uh-huh. How's the party going?
All right. I came out for some air. Isn't this a strange hour to be holding mass?
Well, it's not mass. It's for El Viejo. The volcano. It's all dark up there tonight.
So that's what you've been staring at?
The natives call it smoke El Suspiro del Diablo, the devil's breath.
The devil's breath?
And this morning, the devil stopped smoking.
It's a live volcano?
Sometimes. When it goes one day without smoking, the natives start to pray. When it goes 2 days, there's an earthquake.
What happens?
Every few years, the village is flattened.
It seems silly to rebuild in the same spot and then be wiped out all over again.
The people love their bay. Even El Viejo. So they build again and don't worry. They pray, and whatever happens is God's will. That's happiness.
You're a strange man. Mr. Ransford.
Yeah?
When we were out on the boat today, I didn't mean to be... I was stubborn about bringing in that fish.
Oh, forget it.
I wasn't very kind about anything. I don't know why, but something made me... Well...
What?
Made me want to hurt you.
I know what you mean.
You do?
I resented you, too.
You are a strange man.
You got me convinced.
A thunderstorm.
Now, it's El Viejo. Sometimes he sounds like a man stirring in his sleep.
Steve.
Huh?
What is it? Don't you feel odd? Excited? A sort of wild feeling inside?
You're new to the tropics. Those things.
It's not that.
Sure, this sticky heat.
Oh, stop pretending. You talk all around it. Look at me, Steve.
Better if I don't.
Stop talking. Words get in the way.
All right. Let's stop talking.
Just look at me, Steve. Am I so unattractive?
No, you're not. Come here. I guess this is why I was waiting out here.
Funny, I've never felt as crazy as this. But I'm not ashamed.
Isn't crazy. Wonderful.
I hardly knew you, yet... Oh, Steve, where did you come from?
Doesn't matter.
But it does. Who are you?
I'm sorry.
What?
You made me kiss you. Okay, satisfied?
What's the matter with you?
Chalk it up to the tropics, or maybe El Viejo.
Steve, tell me what's wrong.
Nothing. Just say we made a mistake, but caught it in time. Good night, Miss Kennedy.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Latitude 13 North, starring Rob Cameron, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's talk about cooking with our authority on that subject. Here's Carnation's Home Service Director, Mary Blake.
Well, Art, I thought this would be a good time to remind our friends of some basic facts about Carnation milk and how Carnation can be a real help toward better meals this season. Not only during this winter, but the whole year round.
Fine idea, Mary. I'm sure almost everyone knows about Carnation milk, but not everyone is aware of exactly what it is and how it differs from other forms of milk.
Let's start right at the beginning, then. It's true that Carnation is simply good, whole, country-fresh cow's milk that's been concentrated to more than double richness. Nothing is ever taken out but water, and nothing is added but vitamin D.
Yet Carnation is better in many ways than other forms of milk, isn't it?
Yes, Art. Carnation milk is richer. Far richer. And it's also specially heat refined for better blending with other ingredients to bring out their full flavor and quality.
That, Mary, is obviously why Carnation is ideal for use in all recipes that call for milk.
It's perfect, Art. You just dilute Carnation with an equal amount of water and you still have milk that's richer than your state standard for bottled milk. For most cream purposes, you want to use Carnation undiluted, just as it pours from the can. Carnation has the consistency of cream, you know, and it's heavy enough to whip. So don't forget Carnation for coffee. It's exactly what a good cup of coffee needs.
Well, thank you, Mary, for giving us your story on wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. And to all our listening homemakers, we say, for all milk purposes, and most cream purposes, too, take full advantage of economical Carnation, the milk that whips. Get several cans of Carnation today. Turn now to the second act of Latitude 13 North, starring Rob Cameron in the role of Steve. Steve Ransford seemed to be enjoying the life of a fisherman in the Central American port of San Felipe, until an American yacht anchored in the bay, until he met Ellen Kendrick and kissed her. It's early the following morning. Steve's footsteps echo through the little church of his friend, the Padre.
Father? Father Juan? Father Juan?
Oh, si.
Hello, Father.
Oh, forgive me, my son. When I am meditating, I am as one without hearing.
You were staring out the window. The volcano?
At the volcano. You and I, my son, do not share the people's superstition that there is a devil in that mountain. Still, the fact remains, when El Viejo does not smoke for 2 days, there is an earthquake.
Well, everything's quiet enough this morning.
It was quiet enough the last time. There is some geological explanation, but the people prefer the legend of a terrible demon. Perhaps it is just as well. We can still pray. Oh, but you did not come to listen to me.
I came, Father, to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
I'm leaving San Felipe.
Today?
As soon as I can load provisions and gasoline.
And then where?
I have decided.
I see. And that is all?
What?
There is nothing more you want to tell me?
No.
My son, if you will allow me to say, your coming to San Felipe was not an accident. It was the will of Providence. And your going shall be at the will of Providence.
Now that time has come, Father.
Perhaps. When the need which brought you here is no longer.
I don't think you understand.
What is more important, do you?
Well, I... Yes, completely. Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, my son.
I told you, Padre Juan. It is as I say last night. I was afraid because of the American woman.
My child, you must
now,
not...
Now, Señor Steve goes away with her.
No, he would have told me.
But he goes.
Not with her, Maria.
Because of...
He will not drive Señor Steve away. I will go to her.
Maria.
I will bite and scratch.
Maria.
Oh, Padre Juan. Padre Juan.
My child, when you have been troubled before, what have you done?
I go to my father.
And then?
I come to Padre Juan.
And then?
You tell him to pray.
Yes.
I will pray to Our Lady, see. But maybe she will not hear.
She will hear. And what is best, she will do. Mr. Ransford was here, Miss Kendrick. He spoke of getting supplies.
Oh, I see. We wanted to make an early start on fishing.
Oh, then he has not told you?
Told us.
He is leaving San Felipe.
Leaving?
I shall miss him. Our fates were not the same, but our hearts knew each other. He did much good, and San Felipe is a better place because of him.
Father, what is it? I know now what I didn't know before. Steve needs help.
He needs what I cannot give him, nor can you.
Has he done something wrong?
That was the question in my mind when he came to San Felipe. So, to protect my people as a good shepherd must, I wrote to the church in your New York City.
You asked for information?
I received it. I learned that he had a wife and expected a child.
Oh, I see. Padre Juan!
Diego! Diego! Maria! Maria, quickly!
Padre Juan! No! No! Padre Juan!
We can stretch her out here.
Gently. Gently. There.
Thank God, Ellen, that you escaped. It's a miracle.
Baby, is she going to...
I can't tell. She's got a lot of ribs broken. Maria. Maria.
Señor Steve.
Is it hard to breathe?
It is hard.
It's my child.
As you said, what is best Our Lady has done.
We've got to get a doctor for her.
And for the others, there's no telling how many are injured.
San Felipe has no practicing physician. Only in Port Sebastian.
All right, how far is it? I can send the yacht for him.
Well, it is more than 50 miles. There is no time.
But what else can we do?
There is one person here who can answer that.
That's impossible, Father. You don't know what you're asking.
I do not ask. You must do it. Because you must.
I failed before. I'm not going to fail again.
There is only failure when a man will no longer try.
All right, Father. All right, I'll try.
Steve, I've needed some coffee. You've got to rest.
I can't. There's still so many injured.
But you're out on the field, Jim. You can't go all day, Mama.
My son, that is another baby. It is very serious.
Yes, Father. I'll see what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I thought when he brought that medical kit from his boat that he just knew something about first aid. But this man is a skilled doctor.
A surgeon, Mr. Kendrick. A surgeon who has not touched his instruments in 2 years.
But why? Why is he here? His wife, his child.
His wife's child did not leave.
Oh.
It was an emergency. There was no other doctor available.
And the wife?
She also. The skill of the surgeon is not greater than the will of God.
Then that's what he meant. He failed before.
See, one who has been hurt does not wish to be wounded again.
But that's love.
Oh, what of Maria, Steve?
Ah, she's comfortable. Alone with her.
Oh, they were childhood sweethearts. Perhaps again.
That could be. I think Ramon's working on it.
And you, my son?
Just tired.
But no longer afraid.
No, not anymore. After 2 years, my fingers were stiff and fumbling, but they worked, Father.
Of course they did, my son.
I felt that same awful panic, and then I saved Maria. I saw the pain and fright go from all those faces. And I was all right.
My son, I said you came to San Felipe at the will of Providence, and that you must go at the will of Providence.
Yes, Father. Now is the time.
Mr. Kendrick, perhaps you and I, we could stroll along the beach.
Hmm?
Oh, yes. Be right with...
Steve?
Huh?
Father Juan told me about... Well, about Dr. Stephen Ramford.
Oh, you mean about...
Everything. I know it must have been hard for you. Yet, all of us must be hurt sometime. Last night I was.
And I thought I had to do it. I was afraid.
But now... Steve, you know what it is to lose someone you love. Last night... I learned what it could mean. Has that happened to me?
No. No. All the time I was working with those poor people, I kept saying to myself, it's like coming home from a long, long trip. Ellen.
Yes, Steve?
Let's go home.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Rod Cameron. Before we hear news about next week's show, let's have a curtain call for our star. Rod, your performance in Latitude 13 North was really great.
Thanks, Art. I got a real kick out of playing the role of Steve.
Well, let's hope you'll be back with us soon. Right now, I'd like to ask you to join us in an after-the-show custom of ours. I mean, coffee with Carnation, a steaming cup, cleaned to perfection with Carnation evaporated milk. Here you are, Rod, and I hope you like it.
Thanks. Say, I'll tell you right now, I do like it.
I knew you would, Rod. People the world over have discovered that coffee, no matter how good, always tastes better when you cream it with Carnation evaporated milk.
How smooth, all right.
And I'll tell you why. That creamy consistency comes from Carnation's richness. You see, Carnation is more than double rich. And that's just what it takes to turn a good cup of coffee into a perfect cup of coffee. To give it that fuller flavor you really enjoy.
I see what you mean, Art.
Yes, millions of coffee lovers prefer Carnation for their coffee. And yet Carnation evaporated milk actually costs less than half as much as cream. That's why we invite everyone to save money and enjoy better coffee at the same time. Use wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. The milk that whips. And now, Rod... In appreciation of your fine performance today, we'd like you to have this bouquet for your home. Red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Oh, thanks a lot, Rod. For now, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Rod Cameron. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Mr. William Demarest in a dramatic play titled Deep Blue. Now, here's Mr. Demarest.
Listen, son, you tell the police commissioner you don't want a job on the force. Get into some line of work where after 30 years you're a somebody. Not just a man without a job or even a future.
Thank you, William Demarest. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this moving play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Leonard St. Clair. Supporting Mr. Cameron were Janet Waldo, Marvin Miller, Nestor Paiva, and Alma Lawton. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's carnation time when it's coffee time. It's carnation time when you're cooking too. It's carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk's done confetti cow for you. All around the town, it's time for carnation.
Grown-ups, teenagers, and little folks all love the wonderful party flavor of carnation malted milk. Available either in the chocolate flavor or the natural flavor. Both extra delicious and extra nourishing. Carnation malted milk costs less than 2 cents for each big generous serving. And you get more than 20 servings from a 1 pound jar. Get Carnation malted milk today. The Carnation Company reminds all of you that this is Children's Dental Health Week. A good time to check on the dental health habits of your children. 98 out of every 100 children are affected by dental disease. Much of this disease can be prevented by making sure that your children brush their teeth after every meal, brushing up and down, away from the gums. And see that they drink lots of milk, eat good, wholesome food, and visit their dentist regularly for a checkup. And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show, brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present William Demarest in Deep Blue. Stay tuned now to hear City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from all Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network.